Welcome, everyone. We are going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District this Monday, December 16th at 2024 at 2 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of our audio recording, let's do a quick roll call for those participating in the meeting today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco, and Tom Jolly's paralegal.
I'm Victor Kimball, Chairman of 10th and Main.
Ryan Kimball, Board Member.
Justin Kimball, Board Member.
Jade Peterson, Board Member.
Dave Kimball, Member, Board Member.
Brendan Campbell from Pinnacle Consulting.
Thank you. Very much appreciated. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items, so we'll move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on November 14th, 2024. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the November board meeting. I want to open it up to see if there are any questions.
No questions here.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the November 14th, 2024 board meeting?
I will make that motion to accept.
Do we have a second?
I accept second at Dave Kimball.
So we have the motion made by Victor Kimball with a second by Dave Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We next are going to move to our public hearing portion of the meeting to consider the capital budgets for 2024 and 2025. We do have to have a motion to open and close both this section of the meeting. So do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of today's board meeting?
Yes, I'll make that motion. This is Vic Kimball.
Do we have a second?
I would second that. Dave Kimball.
Perfect. Thanks, Victor and Dave. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Ryan?
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We are now going to open up the public comment portion of our meeting and take public comment on the tentative operating debt service and capital budgets for calendar year 2024 and calendar year 2025. The hearing is open. For the record, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's operating and capital budgets for 2024 and 2025? So we do not see anyone participating from the public via the Zoom link that was sent out. There are no members of the public here at the physical offices of York Hall. And so I think maybe just wait for a few seconds here and make sure no one's going to join. Okay, since there are no members of the general public participating today, we can have, do we have a motion to close the public meeting portion of the meeting today?
I can make that motion, Victor Kimball.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
The second was made by who?
Justin Kimball.
Justin, thank you. All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Aye, Dave.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. We'll now move to our action items. The first action item is to consider adoption of Resolution 2024-08, This is a resolution adopting final budgets for calendar year 2024 and calendar year 2025. As you'll recall, the tentative budgets were adopted by the board on November 14th, 2024. We have Brendan Campbell here, and so from Pinnacle, and I'm going to turn the time over to him to answer any questions the board may have.
I don't really have any questions on the budget, just for, you know, just so that the other board members, they probably all reviewed it, but these are sort of like budgets that are estimated that are probably in excess of what they'll be, but just wanted everyone to know that you really can't have a budget that is less than, you know, we wanted to do it high, right, Brendan?
Yes, when it comes to budgeting with a governmental entity, you can always come in under budget. You cannot legally come in over budget. So we budget conservatively just to make sure that we have enough capacity in the budget to address any actual and or potential costs that might come up.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from board members on these budgets? Seeing none, do we have a motion approving? Let's see here. How do I want to state this? Do we have a motion approving the final budgets for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure Districts for 2024 and 2025?
I'll make that motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I second that, Dave Kimball.
Thank you. Motion made by Victor, second by Dave. Kimball, all in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
This is Dave Kimball, but what is the budget actually that's proposed right now?
So the board did receive in its board packet the proposed budgets, Brendan, can you give us the budget number for 2024 and 2025?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
So for 2024 budgets, with the closing of the bonds expected to occur in January of 2025, the 2024 budget numbers are all zero. So there's no actual dollar amounts associated with 2024. In 2025, we have three different funds. We have our general fund, which we have total expenditures budgeted at $61,500. In the debt service fund, we have total budgeted amounts of $1,169,898. And then in the capital projects fund, we have total expenditures budgeted of $7,379,719.
Thanks, Brendan. Dave, did that sufficiently answer your question?
Thank you.
You bet. So we had a motion by Victor to Kimball to approve the final budgets for 2024 and 2025. Do we have a second?
I'll make that second. This is
it was already made. Okay,
yeah,
sorry, I lost track. Second, all in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second action item. This is consider approval and ratification of the chair signing of the proposal of the engagement agreement for the Connection Group. The board received in its packet the proposal from the Connection Group to provide engineering services as district engineer for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District. This proposal is in your board packet. I think we had this on the agenda for our last board meeting. And Victor, I believe you had asked that we move it until this board meeting, or?
That's correct.
Yeah, I never received the proposal from Connection Group, so I'm hoping they pass that along to the board for signature. I was never privy to that.
Yeah, we did. They did pass it on to me. The reason why it wasn't approved, we didn't have an absolute fee agreement, and they have since provided that, and we've signed it and sent it back.
Okay, fantastic. Actually, if you could just follow up with, are you working with Barrett or Chase Hanusa?
Yeah, both.
Okay, Chase, great.
One that sent it to us, though. So,
okay, we'll just send an email and have him send us the signed version. Okay, well, great. Well, then I think we can have a motion to ratify the engagement letter that was signed by the district for Connection Group to provide engineering services to the district for 2025.
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I second that motion. Steve Kimball.
Fantastic. So the motion was made by Victor Kimball with a second by Dave. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our third action item, which is consider approval of the renewal of the Pinnacle engagement and authorize the district chair to sign to provide special district professional services for 2025. No, we did receive this one.
Correct. And okay. This one, Brendan can probably touch on this, but it looks like the engagement letter that the board signed previously covered services for 2024 and 2025. So that's already been executed.
Okay. Well, we'll turn the time over to Brendan to see if he can answer any questions that the board may have.
I think we have any questions on this. This is a, just so you know, Dave and Jade, Pinnacle is the group that holds the funds as trust for the PID. So after the bonds are sold, the money goes to them.
Just one point of clarification. So we aren't the actual trust. So that would be the trustee that the board engages.
Isn't that UMB?
Oh, that's UMB. Yeah, yeah, that's UMB.
Yeah, I've got the two mixed up. I'm sorry, Brendan.
No worries.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Brendan.
Yeah. So the fund, the once the bonds close, the funds will go to UMB as trustee. Pinnacle will assist 10th and Main to fill out the proper requisitions and reimbursement requests that will be approved once all the conditions are met, and then they will send that to UMB to have the trustee then disperse funds from their account, from the bonds.
Okay.
So if there are there, well, are there any other questions?
No.
Okay. Well, then I think we can just do a simple ratification motion. So do we have a motion to ratify and renew the Pinnacle engagement letter for 2025? Provide district accounting services for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District.
I can make that motion to ratify, Tom.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I can second.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Victor Kimball with a second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Yes.
Perfect. Motion passes unanimously. All let's move on to our fourth action item. This is the engagement letter from YourCal to provide district council services for 2025. That letter, again, is in your board packet, and I'm going to open it up to see if there any questions the district would like to ask about the engagement?
I don't have any questions, Tom. Anyone else?
Okay, well then do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of YourCal to act as district council for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make that motion, Tom.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second that motion, Steve Kimball.
Thank you. So motion made by Victor Kimball, second by Dave Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We will now go to our final action item, which is consider adoption of an annual board meeting calendar for 2025. The board received in its packet the proposed board meeting calendar for 2025. We'll open it up for any questions about the calendar to the board. So it doesn't look like there are any questions. So do we have a motion to approve the district's board meeting calendar for 2025?
I'll make that motion, Tom.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. The motion made by Victor Kimball with the second by Justin Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move down the list here for our agenda. There are no administrative non-action items, but I will ask the board if there are any non-action items the board would like to discuss today at this meeting.
None for me.
Okay.
Nope.
Excellent. Well, I think we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion, Tom.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
So we have a motion by Victor Kimball with a second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. I'm wishing everybody a very happy holiday season.
Likewise, Tom, you and Darcy as well.
And we will look forward to having this closing in, I think it's going to be what, mid-January now?
I think so. That's the goal. Appreciate your help. Thanks, Brandon.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.